Applause erupted, and the feeling of relief filled the room.
This has been months in the making, and it's finally here.
UF Health began vaccinating Gainesville-based frontline healthcare workers with the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine today. ER clinical leader Sam Overly was the first person to receive the vaccine.
Having this vaccine offered now gives us a step towards getting back to normal. We trust the science, we trust the research, and it's an honor.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Parker Gibbs says the vaccine is not mandatory, but is strongly encouraged.
The vaccine protects people from getting severe illness. What we do not know is whether it prevents us from transmitting the virus between each other.
Gibbs says healthcare workers will receive the vaccine in the order of risk of exposure to the virus, and even if you do get the vaccine, personal protective equipment is still needed. Taylor Levesque, WUFT News. Under the Highway 47 bridge in Fort White flows the Santa Fe River, a river that's home to recreational activities and family fun. But with all those people come a lot of garbage. And it affects more than the spot where it's tossed.
So the Santa Fe River is part of a larger river system.
That's environmentalist Nicole Linas, who says Florida's waterways connect.
It all flows in together and joins and actually flows out into the Gulf of Mexico.
So that's where diver James Merritt and his partner Joe DeLeonardo come in to scrub the river floor.
We're going to go ahead and drift on down the Santa Fe River and pick up any type of trash or anything else that we can find in the river.
They zip up their gear and head out.
All right, you ready, Joe?
While James and Joe dive, Sarah Gottman keeps an eye at the surface.
I wait for them to bring all the trash up, and I hold on to it in the kayak.
Making trip after trip to drop off what they found. Mostly soda cans, bottles, and of course, plastic.
It's not just hurting the wildlife. It's not just hurting our springs and our waterways. It's hurting the community as a whole.
Spending an hour under the water and only venturing out 50 yards, they managed to collect about 40 pounds of garbage. But Nicole Lina says to get a real feel for how bad the garbage problem is, multiply that number by 100.
In May, we pulled out 4,000 pounds from the Santa Fe River.
So next time you're out on the river, listen to James and Joe.
Just pick it up. Out of sight, out of mind, don't work. We'll find it. So just pick it up.
Between trimming trees, raking leaves, and pulling Spanish moss, Henry Coulter says he volunteered to clean up the cemetery to honor his late family members.
All my family's buried out here, my kinfolks, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, my mother and dad, aunt and uncle.
And so did Cherue Sandlin.
My mother and father are buried here, my grandmother and grandfather, my great-grandmother and my great-grandfather. I have aunts and uncles, cousins.
While Patricia Jett came to honor a friend.
One of our friends that we used to walk with for over 20 years, she's buried over there. So this is like sort of a celebration for her birthday.
The Cedar Key Cemetery is home to graves marked as early as the mid-1800s.
They've been neglected. Around here, you've constantly got trees dropping things and leaves, and this moss is crazy.
Director of the Cedar Key Cemetery, Virgil Sandlin, says the coronavirus has affected how often the cemetery is maintained.
Up until COVID, we had inmates from Lancaster. They would come out on a semi-regular basis and do the mowing and weed eating.
Volunteers were physically distanced and wore masks while working around the cemetery. And despite the virus, Sandlin says many came out to help.
We have some folks, they're recent, in the last couple of years, just moved to Cedar Key, that come out and helped out.
He also wants the community to know how important it is to keep the cemetery clean.
What I try to instill in folks around here, don't let them be gone and forgotten. And there's graves here, people put them in the ground, and that's the last time they see them. I mean, they don't come back, remove the flowers and stuff like that. And when you're weed eating, it just makes a mess.
Some had a personal connection to the cemetery, but others like Jennifer Sylvester and Dan Smith are just happy to give back to the community.
It's very important. You know, you have to continue honoring. It's so easy to forget something and someone once it's gone.
And one day we'll be here.
Right.
Paying it forward here.
There you go.
John Thalacker agrees.
Been a lot of division in our country in the last month, and one thing's for sure, we're all going to end up in a place, a cemetery or another place like this at some point. And while I don't have any relatives in this cemetery, somebody is doing a similar thing where my relatives are buried, and it just seemed the right thing to do.
Thalacker says he is remembering the veterans.
All of them are important people. They may have not have been important to us personally, but they're important to somebody. And if all their family has gone on, it's part of our social obligation. You help out where you're needed.
Sandlin says he is grateful for the community's help in the cleanup. He also believes there are unmarked graves in the cemetery and hopes they can plot and mark the graves in the future. Taylor Levesque, WUFT News. Meet Forrest Treadwell, a young man with a light heart and a loud, albeit unusual, laugh. Like any typical teenager, the 16-year-old goes to school and plays video games. But his dad, Tim, says Forrest is far from typical.
Forrest has cerebral palsy, which he's had since birth. He's quadriplegic and nonverbal.
So for his family, the challenge was how they would interact.
People would ask how we'd communicate, and I would say by telepathy, because I could anticipate when he was hungry, when he was tired, you know, when he was feeling bad.
Now with 21st century technology, nothing stops Forrest from sharing his best jokes, like this gag about pirates.
How do you know if you are a pirate?
How do you know if you're a pirate?
You just are.
That's arg, as in pirate talk. On a daily basis, Forrest uses the Prent Key Romic Accent 1400 to communicate and the Toby Dynavox PCI Plus to complete school assignments and play games on the computer. And the coolest part is, he controls it all with his eyes.
Those are best one of.
Think about it like this. His eyes mimic a mouse's function.
When he's looking at it, this is registering his eyes. It tells you it's working. And then you'll see a little dot, and that's where he's looking on the screen. So then when he dwells on that one spot for long enough, it'll select it. If he doesn't have the word that he's looking for, then he can go to his ABC page and he can spell it.
B-O-T.
As a public school student, the district supplies Forrest and about 1,000 other students who have challenges with special technology. The equipment aids him in his learning in the Academy of Gaming and Mobile Apps at Lofton High School. When his teacher, Tina Gennaro, heard about his condition, she wasn't sure if she could accommodate him in her classroom.
I was didn't quite understand all the technology, and I kept thinking, I'm not qualified to teach him, or so I thought. But now what I have found out is I can.
When he is in class,
I do make sure that he has the tools that he needs. I don't treat him any different than any of the other students in my class.
Along with the aide who accompanies him at school.
She takes pictures and she handwrites some notes while we're going over something in class.
But when it's time to program or build games, Forrest handles all that on his own, using only his computer and eyes.
Some of the apps that he has built, he's very creative.
Using his tablet, Forrest told me his favorite thing is to play games on the computer. But when he gets older, he wants to be a famous YouTuber.
Do you want to make a YouTube?
He built a website in here all about that.
And his dad believes Forrest has the skills to chase anything he wants.
We feel like as long as he's able to access the computer in the ways that he's doing, we only see that getting better and better. So just feel like there's a lot of opportunities for him to be working with the computer especially.
Regardless of his disability, Forrest can do anything he sets his mind to and does it with a good sense of humor.
Why do people buy things with their credit cards?
Why?
Because they get a charge out of it.
Taylor Levesque. WUFT News.